More than 140 of Illinois' 160 death row inmates have petitioned Governor George Ryan for clemency. Before the governor leaves office in 13 days, he has to decide whether any of the petitioners should have their death sentences commuted to life in prison without parole. Governor Ryan declared a moratorium on the death penalty nearly 3 years ago after courts found 13 inmates who'd spent time on death row had been wrongly convicted. He set up a bipartisan commission to study the system of capital punishment in Illinois. Author and lawyer Scott Turow served on the commission and has written about the panel's findings in this week's New Yorker magazine.
Our death penalty system exists in a sort of paradoxical circumstance. We seek through the death penalty to punish the worst of all possible crimes. And yet those are the crimes that are most morally repugnant and that most challenge the law's ability to apply reason. You see a constant pattern of police, prosecutors, judges, juries, sometimes even defense lawyers, being unable to reason with objectivity about the facts that are in front of them because the horror of the crime so overwhelms everybody and so excites, understandably, our desire to see somebody brought quickly to justice.
And there's a sort of odd quirk that you note, and that is that sometimes the guilty work out a plea bargain precisely because they're guilty.
Right. Again, one of the great oddities is that most people escape the death penalty in capital cases by pleading guilty. Prosecutors relent in their insistence on death in return for the certainty of a guilty plea, which takes away the problem and the uncertainty of a trial and a verdict. But the people who are least likely to plead guilty, of course, are the people who are innocent. By their nature, they're most likely to face this ultimate punishment.
Let's talk about the reasons for the death penalty that emerged through this two-year commission. Sure. You had victims' families testifying, and what did they tell you?
Well, they presented a very compelling case and one that, to me, was sometimes eye-opening. I think if I had to say the one fact that I was least aware of was how unique a loss it is that the survivors of a murder have to deal with. It's incomparable to any of the other tragedies in life. In these cases, another human being has made a conscious, willful decision to end the life of somebody you love. And starting from that point, the victim's families tend to want first an assurance that this person is never going to get out, and the victim's families tend to distrust the legal process because they've seen it go on for so long. And they fear that these people will somehow back their way out of the penitentiary.
Finally, the commission found itself poised between two incredibly compelling and competing positions.
Right.
A good case for the death penalty in terms of heinous crimes matched against a bad system.
For me, it ultimately became a choice between what kinds of mistakes I wanted to live with. Did I want to accept capital punishment, knowing that that meant that every now and then an innocent person or someone whose crime was clearly far less grave than other people who did not get capital punishment was going to be executed? Or on the other side, did I want to let the worst of the worst live? And it just seemed to me that that latter mistake was more palatable. I think that killing the innocent is so appalling and so much an inevitable part of the system. You have to come to grips with that, and I think it really undermines everything we think that the death penalty is going to do for us.
Author and lawyer Scott Turow, who wrote about his experience on the Illinois Death Penalty Commission for this week's New Yorker. Scott Turow reports that only four members on that 14-member commission initially opposed the death penalty. In the end, the panel voted 8-6 against the death penalty.